Okay, good evening, Rabbosai. Okay, I want to do a bit of catching up tonight because we are a little bit behind to the calendar, the international calendar, the international Dershul calendar. We're a little bit behind, so I'm going to try to catch up a little bit. It's hard because these halachos are so incredibly relevant. Okay, so we're up to page 82 on Simon Reis Samachvav. We're up to Sif Tess, and we are discussing the halacha of somebody who is stuck with Sunday Shabbos came and he's stuck. Now the halacha in Sif Tess gives us the following guidelines. Okay, he reaches now the chotza achitzoyno, the outside, the front garden, as it were, the chotza achitzoyno mishtameres, which is a guarded place. It's a guarded place. Noit lemalachamoy, he should take from the donkey. Now we're talking about if he's reached the place with the donkey. So now we're talking about Vilchaz Muktzah, really. So he's reached the front garden and he's reached it with his donkey. So now we're learning some of the items may be Muktzah. So if it's Kelim Anitolim, if the animal is loaded with items which are not Muktzah, he can just take them. He can just take those items now. It's a Chotcha Mishtemes, page 82. He can just take the non-Mukta item, he can just take them off, that's fine. Visha'enim Nitolim, if the Mukta items, so that's Sim Reish Samachvav Seif Tes. Visha'enim Nitolim, if the Mukta items, what should he do with the Mukta? No, what would you tell him? Okay, so that could be now it could be the bunch of keys, it could be the mobile phone, it could be he's now arriving into the Chotcha Chitzoyna, where the Chotcha is the coat, the front. And he doesn't reach it. What should he do with the mukta item? What should he do with them? What should he do with the mukta item? He can't just. He wants to look. What should he do with the mukta items? He can't just take them, because if it's non mukta item, he can just take them and deposit them in a safe place. But it's a mukta item, so what's he meant to do? Mukta items, what are you meant to do? So down the animal. What are you meant to do? So Shulchan Aruch says, Matiras achavolim v'asakim noiflim. So Matiras achavolim, there's ropes attached, and that's really where the bags and the sacks of the mukta items are. He should untie, unknot it, matir, loosen it, the chavolim, the ropes, v'asakim noiflim, everything drops on the floor. Okay, because if it's dropped on the floor, now it's in a safe place. It's a chotza mishtameres, it's a guarded front garden. It's safe, so just don't take them with your hand, because it's mukta. Untie it, and then it's going to drop on the floor, and it's okay. What happens if it's glassware, which if it drops, you've had it. Not a brilliant idea. So what are you meant to do? If it's loaded with kleis chuchis, with glassware, sha'asal etaltem, which is mukta to carry, what are you meant to do? What's an example? Kegoin, such as, shem koises shem makiz edom, which is koises like cups, glasses of makiz edom, of bloodletting medical appliances, basically, which she'en eruin m'shabes deklum, lefishem musim, nobody's going to, it's, you know, the glass kelim that are used for bloodletting. It's not particularly appetizing, and it's not the kind of particularly, you know what I mean? It's not particularly appetizing. It's a bit repulsive. But you can't just let them on the animal because it's going to get completely destroyed by the end of Shabbos. And they cost quite a lot of money, and if you just drop them, they're going to get smashed. So what are you going to do? It's mukta because it's got no ishtamshus on Shabbos. So why im yiplu, if they fall on the ground, ishavu, they're going to get broken. So what are you meant to do? That's a very interesting halacha, Rabbi Yisrael. Maniach tachtem korim v'ksosos. Put underneath the loads, put some pillows and cushions. And by putting the pillows and cushions there, and by unloosening it, it's going to fall on the cushion, and it's going to be okay. Yes?
You're talking about that, it's mukta to drop it because it will smash
it. No. It's mukta as it is, because there's no purpose on Shabbos. And therefore it becomes mukta. You'll have to smash something on Shabbos.
Yeah.
You mean because of breaking something on Shabbos? Yeah. So der kilkul is only the rabbanon. So to break something is really der kilkul is only going to be with the rabbanon. It's not mutter, but it's with the rabbanon. Also with the rabbanon only. Why are you asking?
Because when it says you should put pillows, not because it's smashed.
Correct.
Only because.
Correct. Very practical idea. Meniach tachtem korim v'sos. But there's an element of chiddush here. Because of in terms of Hilchas Bosses and in terms of But either way, yes, we're allowed to do it. Maniach tachtem kolim ksasois. Fedafke b'masois ktanim shiyochoy leshamton medachtem. Okay, this idea of putting underneath it pillows and cushions to save the glasses which are going to be dropped, that you can only do with masois ktanim, with small items, small glassware. Shiyochoy leshamton medachtem, which you can, really, after this, you can withdraw, you can take away the pillows, you can take it, and then it's going to gently roll onto the floor and it's okay. That you're allowed to do. So again, you had this glass, say these bloodletting cups, let's say they're quite expensive. You want to have them somewhere safe. So you loosen the ropes, it's going to fall on pillows and cushions which you've placed underneath it. It's going to drop, it's not going to break. And now you can gently roll the cushions and the pillows, you can gently roll them off them. And then it's going to be on the floor, it's going to be safe and sound. Now, you can only do that if it's something which you can roll off those cushions. But if the load was a heavy load, which was mukza, which ended up on the cushions, quite a big load. When you're unable to pull off the pillows, you're unable to do that, it's just too heavy on those cushions. If it's so heavy, then you actually can't put pillows underneath in the first place. Because you're mevatel kli me'echonoi. Rabbi said, we learned the halacha. You are not allowed to mevatel kli me'echonoi. What's that rule? What's that halacha? Do you remember? We spoke about it a few days ago. Yeah, what's that? Very good, very good. You are not allowed to put underneath, if something is mukta, you're not allowed to put underneath it something which is a non-mukta item, a vessel, or something which is going to hold on Shabbos, the mukta item. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Because now that it's the mukta that is coming, and you're holding it in a vessel, now the vessel becomes unusable over Shabbos, because it's holding mukta. So an example was, if you've got oil dripping, you're not allowed to put underneath it a bowl, because once the oil is in the bowl becomes mukta also. So you're not allowed to put a bowl on the dripping oil on Shabbos. Before Shabbos you can. On Shabbos you can't. Because you're mevatel kli, you're cancelling a kli from its usage. So here too, if it's loads that are so heavy, you've got really heavy, what's a good example? It's something which is glass and mukta on Shabbos. What would be a good example? And heavy. Mukta, glass, heavy. An example? Oh, very good. If it's a kind of, you know, a silver, kind of something which you wouldn't normally use on Shabbos. You know what? It could be silverware, actually. Silver, the nice, beautiful Shabbos lechters. Yeah, if it is very, very like antique, and it would smash. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, so we're talking about something which is really heavy. Okay, so it's really heavy, and it's made out of something which is easily breakable. And so now, if it falls, so then you won't be able to move it. The pillows, because you're not going to be able to move it, it's so heavy, then you're not allowed to put pillows and cushions underneath it. Why? Because by placing the pillows and the cushions there, you're mevatel kli mechonoi. The pillows now becomes unusable over Shabbos, because it's holding something mukta. If it's something which you can roll off easily, then it's fine. But if it's something which you cannot roll off because it's too heavy, then you're mevatel kli mechonoi. Perish mishtamsh me'atash mishoy mucholoi. Elo poyokam benachas lo yishavu. Then you're allowed to, what you mean to do if it's such a heavy load. You're gently allowed to take it. V'lo yanicham al habeim u'mishum tzar balechayim. But don't place it on the animal because of tzar balechayim. So if anybody ever told you that Yidden, that Torah is against animals welfare, we can show them this Shulchan Aruch over here. Yeah, because you're not allowed to place the heavy loads on the animal once it's detached. You're not allowed to place it back on the animal because it's tzar balechaim. Don't place it back on the animal, put it elsewhere. Don't put it on the animal because of tzar balechaim. Rabbi said, we are in Sif Yud. Very interesting case. Rabbi said, you know, there are previous generations, we had Shulchan Aruch speaking about that, people used to wear tefillin the whole day. I will never forget, can't say I will never forget, but he made a roshim on me when I was a bocha. It was one person near me, yeshiva, who used to wear tefillin the whole day. He made a gewaldig roshim. And not only wore one tefillin day, actually wore two tefillin day. You know, the Alpikaboli wear two tefillin a day. The whole day. He was made, and that's really what a person is meant to do. Really, tefillin is a mitzvah that you're meant to fulfill the whole day. We don't, for reasons discussed earlier in Hilchas tefillin, we don't wear tefillin the whole day. But really, ideally, you should. So, Shulchan Aruch's times, it was still quite common that people used to wear tefillin the whole day. Now, what happens if a person is wearing tefillin the whole day and suddenly Shabbos comes in? What are you meant to do? Pardon? Yeah, but what are you going to do with them? 8:41. You're on 8:41. You're wearing your tefillin. What are you meant to do? You don't want to bear another tefillin on lots of Shabbos. Pardon? Where are you meant to put them? What are you meant to do with it? What are you meant to do with your tefillin? You know how much did Daddy spent on your tefillin? Yeah, what are you going to do with them? Shulchan Aruch Seif Yud. Chosh Chalei Badech with tefillin B'roi Shoy. He got dark and he became Shabbos and he was holding tefillin on his head. Oy! Oh! Shiyoy Shabbos HaMedrash Basodah V'chosh Chalei. He was actually in the Bais HaMedrash in the fields and he became really dark, became Shabbos already. So what are you meant to do? Because the Bais HaMedrash was in the fields and it's dangerous. You know, what are you meant to do with it? You can't just keep them in a safe place in Bais HaMedrash. Bais HaMedrash is not a safe place. What are you meant to do? Meniach Yodah Alem. You're allowed to keep the tefillin on your head. But place your hand over the tefillin. Add until Shemegele Beisoy. So you can keep walking with the tefillin on your head. Just cover it with your hand. If you can find near by a house which is a protected place, you know, some yeet, you can ask him to look after the tefillin in the meantime. So Manichan Shom, place it there. But yes, there's a hat over here. We're finding a hatter. If need be, you're allowed to wear the tefillin on Shabbos as long as you protect your, you hold it. What's the point? Why do you need to hold it? Why do you need to put your hand? Why do you need to cover with your hand? Why people not allowed to see? Marisheim. Marisheim, because you're wearing tefillin on Shabbos. Any other reason? Shabbos, because of ois. And so tefillin is also on ois. Mishneh Berurah says, Sivkot and Chavches. Hainu, the Nasa Ben Ashmoshes. He became Ben Ashmoshes. It doesn't mean literally it's gone dark. As we discussed, countless time previously become Shabbos. Ben Ashmoshes, he becomes Shabbos by Shkia, and doesn't become Shabbos by Nacht, as we've discussed previously. V'yev shaloi lisa ois sambayodo. You certainly can't hold them in your hand and carry them around. Mipnei Kedusha Shabbos, because of Kedusha Shabbos. V'lehashir ois samshon badaech. You can't keep that tefillin in a safe place on the way. Imagine on the A41 to keep tefillin. That's not a great idea. Oy b'beis ha-medrash. Also, even the Beis HaMedrash, don't keep them. Yef, you can't. Mipnei bizoyan ha-tefillin. Don't keep the tefillin in the Beis HaMedrash. It's not referring to contemporary Batei Midrashim. Has the Mishneh Berurah said, the Batei Midrash shelohem, their Batei Midrash used to be besadeh, in the fields. Very unsafe, unprotected places. Don't keep tefillin in the Beis HaMedrash. It's not like us nowadays. So Malkam She'in Mishum Pnei Aganov, and there's definitely thieves going to go there, start stealing tefillin. Al Kain, therefore, Itiro Lechachomim Nenosam Alav Dech Malbush Al Beis. So therefore, Chomim Umatir. You know what? You can hold it. You can keep the tefillin on your head. Don't put them on the A41. Don't keep it in a Beis Medrash. Keep them on and cover it with your hand. Dech Amalbush, meaning in a regular carrying fashion, carrying weight, at base until your house. Ach, so you said, but you need to cover your hand. Cover it with your hand. Shalei Yerush, your noise of Hatfinah B'Shabbos, that it's not visible, that he is carrying them, wearing them on Shabbos. Yes, the point is Shalei Yerush, that people should not see. That is the point. You don't want people to see that you have tefillin on Shabbos. It's for understandable reason, because otherwise they're going to get lost forever. But nevertheless, make sure that people don't see as much as possible. Yeah. You can take them off in a usual way. Yeah, you can take them off once. Yeah, usual way. I was wondering, Rabbi Yisrael, what happens if he's got a hat? He's got a hat. Does it need to be, you need to cover it with your hand? Do you need to cover it with your hand? What happens if you've got a hat? Can you just cover it with your hat? Or does it need to be physical? Mishul Chanoch says, Menich Yodeh Aleihem. Does it matter how you cover it? Or not? Probably not. I also don't think so. I think if you've got a hat and you cover the tefillin with your hat, that's perfectly acceptable. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch Yud Aleph says the following halacha, and Shif Yud Aleph Rabbi Sai is key and is essential, because that's the halacha about the tissue in the pocket and the button in the pocket and everything that may be found in your pocket on Shabbos. So what we've learned so far, Rabbi Sai, what have we learned so far about it? Good. If you know you've stopped, okay, let's start with the other ad. It's easier. If you haven't stopped since you walked out, continue walking until what? And you drop it out. Save your Aleph. He was schlepping a load on his shoulder. And Shabbos has come. What are you meant to do now? Okay, he's carrying something as Shabbos goes in. Rabbi say it will be the same halacha if. Okay, let's start that way. So he walked, and as Shabbos came in, he was carrying something. The halacha will be the same if he's got something in his pocket. He's got something in his shoulder, he's carrying something, and it's Shabbos now. And you haven't stopped yet. Moshe, the key point that you mentioned is true. He hasn't stopped yet. What are you meant to do? Rotz tachteo ad beisoy. You should run tachteo underneath the load, so with the load, in other words, ad beis until his house. You should run. Run! Why run? It has to be that he's running. But you can't walk slowly. You have to run. How is your marathon skills, Rabbi Sai? You have to run. Run, you have to run. Walking is not good enough. He has to run with his load. Well, what's the matter? Very good. We'll answer that shortly. But it won't be recognizable. So he says as follows. Shulchan Aruch says, you've got to run. Because if you run, then it's recognizable that he's doing something fishy. And like this, he's not going to end up doing an Akir and Anocha. But if you tell him to walk, stroll around with his rucksack on his back, he's strolling around, then he's going to forget. He's going to stop for a second. He's going to do a proper Anocha and a proper Akir and a proper Anocha and a proper Akir. So we tell him, gentlemen, run. Run for your life. And like this, he's not going to end up stopping and making a proper Akira. What we're trying to achieve is that he should reach the house as soon as possible. He did an Akira before Shabbos. So ideally, he should do the Oilocha and the Hanocha in Rishos Yochet. But that's only as long as he hasn't stopped. Mishnah Berurah in a second. If he hasn't stopped, we ask him to run. Don't do Hanocha. Don't stop. Just go right into the Rishos Yochet. Like this, you haven't done a full-fledged Malocha. If you tell him to stroll around, if you tell him to go for a nice walk, so inevitably he's going to stop, he's going to have a little shmooze, he's going to have a little rest, so we ask him to run. Now, I'm struggling with this a little bit. Let's just finish Shulchan Aruch and then I'll tell what I'm struggling with. Since there's not nothing recognizable, he's going to end up doing an Akira and an Anocha. He's not going to concentrate, he's going to end up doing a proper full-fetched Hoitzah. But if you ask him to run, he's Le'ekera. It's recognizable, and he's not going to do an Akir and Anocha. Now, I appreciate that point about Hekka. I appreciate and understand that point of Hekka. But, and the Hekka, by the way, is precisely because of your point. It's a Hekka. Why is it a Hekka that you're running? Because normally people on Shabbos don't run, precisely because we're saying over here. But in order to avoid an Akir and Anocha, we tell him to run. But I'll tell you what I'm struggling with. On a very practical basis, I think this part of the Beis Medrash won't appreciate exactly what I'm saying, but it comes to a point that I'm saying, when are you more likely to do an Akir and Anocha? I think that if you are walking, you're less likely to stop than if you are running. I don't know how you feel. Please excuse my sport condition. But I think that you're more likely to do an Akir and Anocha. When are you more likely to stop? Exactly. If you're running, thank you for giving me. If you're running, you're more likely to stop. You're more likely to do Akir and Anocha. Am I right? Oh no, I'm saying when you're running, unless the house is mamash next door. But if it's a bit of a stretch, then by running, you're actually inevitably going to have to stop and do Akir and Anocha. But if you ask him to walk, you can walk for quite a long time without stopping. But if you're running, eventually, no, is that, does that yeah, so is the Shulchan Aruch talking, he's not talking to kind of people like me. He's only talking about fit people.
Maybe in those days, the Yidden lived in concentrated areas of the villages and towns to be all together.
Yeah, you say that it probably happened not...
The distance, perhaps, that there is now and yeah. Nowadays.
I hear that. So we're talking about Dafka short distance. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. I'm troubled about this because I think that what if you find another way of making a hekel? So why do you need to run? We said that okay, Shabbos came in, you've got your rucksack, and now you know. Oh, Shabbos came in. There's no goy, there's no animal, there's no cheresh out of a cotton. I need to carry this load home now. And now Shulchan Aruch says, okay, just don't stop, go for it, run, go, and we say that, run until you get home. And why do you need to run? Because if you walk, you're going to end up stopping, and that's wrong, because then you're going to do Akira Nocha, and it's going to do proper itself. So don't stop. Okay, so I want to ask you, that is that, would it be acceptable, do you think, to make another hacker in another way? Say you walk backwards. Say you hop. Say you dance. I don't know. You, pardon? Yeah, I see. So you're saying, yeah? That's a shoima. Does a shoima work as a hacker? Good question. Don't know. Probably. Why not? Tell the family, you know, we have to keep walking. Yeah, I hear. So would that work? Does a shoima work? Does another type of walking work? Or does it need to be dafkarots? Running. Any thoughts on that? Any thoughts? Yeah, jog is rots. That's, yeah, it cannot be, it can't just be talking about, you know, marathon runners, you know, highly, you know, not jogging, it probably, I don't know. I do not know. I have a feeling that it has to be dafke rots. It's the hacker that Shulchan Aruch tells us has to be rots. I'm not convinced, but I have a feeling that it has to be dafke rots. It has to be running. Yeah. Aval rots is leikera. V'chimati lebei, say what happens when he reaches home. Ki eichad aloi koi purte v'shtakech tekomail merishus rabin oshus yochid zorig leklach hayad. When he reaches home, what happens? Okay, he's reached home now. He sees the house door. He's running with his rucksack. And he's running. He's managed to do the whole stretch in one go. And I reach out. Anything about home? Can he just like walk in and have his drink? Or does he need to be careful about something? What does he need to be careful? Oh, very good. And it's the anoch klachayat. Zorik le klachayat. Throw it down in a dis, in a not regular way. Tan shaloi kedach zrike kagoyin mikseif lachorov. Rabbi, this is what we mentioned in Mishneh Berurah earlier. That when you reach, so you did an Akira before Shabbos. You ran now with your load all the way to the Rishus Yochid. Now, if you just enter the Rishus Yochid, zooming in, barging into the door, and you're dropping it, whoa, that's no good, because you're doing an Anocha in the Rishus Yochid, and that's no good, that's an Issa Drabonon. Rather, if you say Shulchan Aruch, what you should do a Zrike Kalachayat. As you're entering, throw it in an irregular way. Shulchan Aruch's suggestion is to let it drop from the back, which is an irregular way of depositing the item, and by doing that, the hanoch, as you're entering, you're loosening it and it dropping it. That will therefore be a gezrika or a zrika kelachayat, a hanocha in an irregular way, and that will lower it on a drabonon level, on an even less of drabonon level, and that's the best way of doing things. Naftali Yisrael HaKohen. What sort of? Very good. So the truth is that the waiting, so you're knocking on the door and you're waiting. So what did you say? Would that be called? Would that be considered an anocha or not? Very good. So I actually saw today that the traffic light is a machloikas, actually. I saw the traffic light is a machloikas. I think that the best way to do things is that it should knock and not properly stop. It should try to run. It should try, if he still has got koyach to run. He just tried to run in circles, because you are right that the fact that he knocked and then he's stopping proper, that may be considered a problem. Yeah. Yeah. So Rabbi said, we are very much pointing to your points. If Cotton Chof Tess, Naftali, is Mishtabur over here. He should run. Why do you need to run? The Kol Kamad Olay Omad Lofush, as long as you didn't stop to rest and relax, Ein Kan Akira B'Shabbos, it's not considered Akira. So if he runs, he ties his shoelaces, that's fine. If he runs because and there was like a pebble fell into his shoe and he throws it, that's fine as well. If he stops because of, but that's all fine. The dafka she'eni moy ein yehudi, yeah. So that's fine. For dafka, and this is only talking about she'eni moy yehudi, the heads that we have now, that he should run all the way home. That's only specifically if there's no goy available, floy behema, there's no animal available, floy cheresh shoyt vekotn, there's no cheresh shoyt vekotn available. If there would be any of those options, alternatives available, you should rather go for that. If there's nothing else around, you should just run. Remember, we spoke about pochus pochus without ames. What option is better? Pochus pochus without ames all the way home, or running all the way home? What's better? Pochus pochus is better. Pachas Pachas is better.
Money.
So the truth is, it actually. So the Mishnah says over here, it's that it is better to do with less than Dalet Amos. Because if you haven't done Dalet Amos, it's better to do Pachas Pachas with Dalet Amos. It's better to do that. But if you can't do it, could go in such a house. If there's robbers and dangerous people around, she goes, Lou, they're going to steal from him. If for practical reasons he cannot do less than Dalet Amos at a time, so then, ideally, he should do box, box, all the way home. If that's not possible or it's dangerous, then he should run. So run is second best. He says nowadays, when it's communist and it's not Rishus Rabbim, it's anyway more kuladik. Sifkot Lamad Mishnebura, the Zimlin the Koi, the model second Amasa Potu. What happened if he has to stop to organize the load on his back? That's not considered stopping. That's not considered anocha. Why not? Because that's called omid lekatef. That's so the load. That's fine. So sifkot lamed alef hekere the ovid shinui barichoso. It's a change in the way that he ran. Al tidei ken yisker shabbos v'zulayamot. And by running, he's going to remember not to stop. Rabbi Feingold, I have a diuk in this mishtabura that a family reminding him is not going to be good enough. I don't know if you agree. Rabbi Feingold wants to say that maybe you don't need to run, but potentially a shoyim is good enough. If you've got a wife or a child near you, and you say, you know what, I mustn't stop. Just remind me, I mustn't stop. Does that work? Isn't it? Was Rabbi Feingold's aura. Now, I've got a diuk in Mishnebura that probably doesn't work. Because, what's the heck? Why does running work? Why does running help? Because you're making a change in the way you're walking. It's not a regular way of... Normally, you don't run on Shabbos. It's weird. It's bizarre to run. It's a change. It's not the normal way of doing, of walking around on Shabbos. So, there's a change in the way you are walking. There's a change in that. And that's why it's a shinui, that's why it works. But if you're asking somebody else to remind you, that's not a shinui balichosoi.
The reason why I do shinui is
Kadesh Yishuv and it's a, yeah, but it's not a shinui balichosoi. So you have a dike from the... And he's saying that you don't need a shinui balichosoi because you've got the best schir possible. Okay, point taken. Yeah, very good. Sivkot Lamed Beis, finally, for tonight... Mishnah Berurah tells us, Kilachayat, you drop it as you're entering, you're dropping it, Kilachayat, Tanish Ma'apich HaChoyrof, drop it from the back, Klapei HaChotza, V'zoika Mikzofof, just drop it from you, slip it down, throw it in a regular way from your back. Keinu Berekach, that's the Rekach, says one of the Rishonim, Telekachayat Lekisur Dereise, if you're dropping something in an irregular way, there is no Dereise, no Torah, transgression, Mishnah Berurah, Chavilose, Tirol Udavazen, since it's the Rabbonon, Chachomim were Matir, due to the financial loss, the matter to do a noch kelachet. Rabbi Yisai, we covered tonight. We started speaking about mukta. If you've got mukta items on your animal, so ideally you should loosen it, and that's how it should be dropped. It should be falling on a if it's not mukta, you should take it off, and that's fine. If it's mukta, such as bloodletting kelim, then you should drop it onto pillows and cushions. Which take them and then roll it off gently and everything is fine. If it's very heavy loads, then you're making the Kohen V'Ksosos into a, your Mevatel Kli Mechono, and that would be problematic. You should therefore not do that. Don't place pillows and cushions there because you're going to Mevatel Kli Mechono. Rather, you should take them gently off. We learned about the tefillin, that if you have got tefillin, you should keep them, you're allowed to keep them on if needed, and you just cover them with your hand. If you can put them in a safe place, that's even better when Shabbos comes in. See, if you'd all have told us that if you have got no option, there's no chere shoyt v'katan, there's no goyim, there's no animal around, you should run all the way to your house, and you should run because that's a recognizable, it's going to remind you not to do akira anocha. Again, if you've done an anocha, then you've done a problem, but if it's an anocha by omid lekatev or something like that, that's not going to sit an anocha at all, you should just keep running. We learned also as you reach your house, you should do a zrik kelachayad in order to diminish the issa and make it into a lesser of a problem by doing zrik kelachayad. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai.